three basic chords tonight, real simple. See, and I call it A minor. I don't know what but you call it. Most all of them I call are the wrong names nowadays, ain't it? You see it? It's A minor. Rock back on D. Down on G. Back to A. Okay? A minor. Rock back on D. G. A minor. Are you making A minor there? Goose it with your finger there, can't you goose it with your finger? Come on. Goose it. Are you making D? Secret. Closer you get to the Lord and His fullness, the more you begin to see yourself in the natural for what you are. Paul began to, in the last part of his ministry, he made a statement that used to shock me something terrible. The greatest man of grace that probably that God ever produced in the earth, Paul the Apostle. I thought surely he had moved enough into the fullness of God till he recognized that he was in the fullness. But right at the last part of his ministry, he made a statement. He said, it is a faithful saying that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of who I am chief. You find yourself the closer you get to the Lord, you begin to find yourself to where you fall so far short of the calling that He's brought you. Until if you don't understand this little secret tonight, the devil will condemn you something terrible. Because of the light of the glory of God begins to flow upon you and the Holy Ghost begins to move on you, with that convincing, convicting power of the Holy Spirit, you begin to realize, as John the Apostle said, that he that saith he hath no sin is a liar, and the truth's not in him. You find yourself utterly without hope. You find yourself so many things wrong with you. Until if you had to pick them out one at a time and deal with them, it'd take you 40 lifetimes and then you'd never make it. Ah. One of the favorite tricks of Satan is to get you in a position to where you say, boy, I've got it made now. I have no sin. There's nothing wrong with me. And then he puts you to sleep. Takes a liar out of you. Doesn't he? And another favorite trick of Satan is when you find out so many things wrong with you is to just give up. Say, I'll never make it. Well, you'll never make it unless you understand the secret that we're going to use tonight. How to, and when every time something comes up, you begin to feel needs in your life, just present yourself as a sacrifice to our Father through Jesus Christ, and just let him tell you, in one stroke of the Holy Ghost, he can knock more out of your life than it'd take you a lifetime to confess one at a time and get them out of there. One of the ministers of the Holy Ghost is, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us according to the will of God. It's that simple. You get to where after a while you don't deal with the one or two little things wrong in your life. You just make a broad sweep of your whole life and present it back into the fire of the body of your Father and let him just take over. Now, there's going to be a real moving here tonight because we're going to begin to deliver people into the Father, into the gathering place of his family, and let him be sealed in the fire of his body. Into the beginning from where Jesus came. Right out of the Father. Now he having become one with the Father, fire of his body, he leads you right into that same place and seals you in. And you'll begin to understand it tonight in such a moving you've never heard. And you've never felt. Are you ready? Jesus Christ, God's creature of grace, filled with God's love. Somebody's off key. Let's go. Let's get it started here. Who is that hitting off key here? Let's get on it now. See, you get right in my ear and you go to hammer and you can get me off key. See, let's hold it on there. Cut your guitar down, Craig.
His way of life.
has become your life. You as Jesus, in the person of Christ, come to your Father. Give yourself a sacrifice. Every time in your own life, you see or feel a need to be done. You, by faith in love and grace, present yourself a living sacrifice. Oh, Jesus Christ gave his body and life 7 times as your suffering sacrifice. That you may in love and grace present your body a love sacrifice. But if you want your sin to be burned by fire at the judgment seat of a living God, then draw back into your own way and let his fire fall on judgment day. Example, Jesus Christ, present your body a sacrifice, and let him purge you from all your old ways. Listen to Paul the Apostle. Listen to Christ speaking in him. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your body a living sacrifice, which is your service reasonable to God. He gave you your body, he created it for you. Whoa! Well, what can he judge you? If you let him judge you now by presenting your body a daily sacrifice, a living sacrifice, every time something comes up, and he takes you and destroys all the things in you that's hindering you, and brings forth his life and makes you what he wants you to be, what will there be left to judge? Would he judge and destroy himself? You don't understand that mystery? hath been understood. If you want to be clay in the hands of mighty potter, your Father God, then struggle not to perfect yourself, but through Jesus Christ present your body and your life a living sacrifice, and let him mold you into what he will. In this way he'll judge you and love him, and by his grace through Jesus Christ. But in the other way, when you judge yourself, anything left over he'll burn with fire.
Knows what to destroy and what to preserve.
You being not able to deliver yourself, why not present your body as sacrifice? Why not? Is it laid on you yet? What God is getting ready to do for you tonight? Through Jesus Christ, he's given you an opportunity to take your life completely out of your hand and struggle and strive with it no more. And let him just take you, cut away what he wants to cut away, purge it out in love and grace, and preserve and form in you what he wants to form in you. I don't believe it's hidden in you yet. That's the only way you can ever move into being his family. That's the only way you can ever fulfill the command of Jesus that said, be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect, is to let him perfect you by presenting your body living sacrifice and love and grace. Your Father God, working through Jesus, knows what to destroy and what to preserve. You being not able to deliver yourself, why not present your body as sacrifice? Now, I'm not going to leave it up to you. Since you don't know how to do it, it becomes my business to do it for you. Since you have a desire in your heart to present your body as sacrifice and you don't know how to do it, it becomes my business by the authority of God to do it for you. You and I to come together and let's do it. Do you know how to do it? You say, well, I'll make vows to the Lord. No, that's not what we're talking about. And I have the right to do it. You don't think I have the right to do it? You listen to our Father speak out of the Bible. Listen to it. Are you ready? following the example of Abraham, who offered up Isaac his son as a sacrifice to a Father God. I in faith offer up you as a sacrifice of God's love. You're my children through Jesus Christ. Oh, didn't you know you're my children? Sure, I came to you and presented you the gospel of Jesus Christ, didn't I? And through that I begot you as children. He said, now since you delivered it to them, they belong to you. They're your responsibility, so you just have to do what is supposed to be done in their life. And that's exactly what I'll do. Oh, following the example of Abraham, who offered up Isaac his son as a sacrifice to a Father God. I in faith offer up you as a sacrifice of God's love. You're my children through Jesus Christ. Both you and I coming to our Father, I offer you up to be sealed in his love. Whoa. Listen to Jesus now tell just how it's to be done. Right out of the scriptures. If two of you, together agree, whatsoever you find on earth shall be bound by your Father in heaven. So you and I, in simple faith, agreeing together, we come to God. We present you to our Father to seal you into his body. Seal you in the fire of his body. You'll feel him just suck you right in there when you come, and boy, you have never felt anything. Oh. The fire of his body in which you are sealed is a gathering place. Of his family, a place where our Father in love purifies you as a heavenly family. Oh, it's where he gathers his family right into the fire of his body, right where Jesus came from, is the word. The gathering place of his family. Jesus weeping over Jerusalem, he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you together under my wings? Who as a hen gathereth her chick, but said, you would not. Oh, but we're going to put you right under the wing of God tonight. Right into the fire of his body. Ooh. and saw it all in Revelation, the 6th chapter. Starting with verse 12, 17, and also verse chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Listen at it. He saw judgment coming, but he saw God's family angel or his throne angel come and say, don't do that till we've sealed the members of the family in their foreheads. Well, let's listen at it. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of air, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captain and the mighty men and every bond man and every free man hid themselves in the dens and the rocks of the mountain, and said to the mountain and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? This is an account of the time of judgment that is upon us, when the books are open and the dead rise and stand before God to be judged. And from him the faith that sits on the throne, everything flees away in terror. For the day of wrath no man can stand, as the judgment books deliver up fire. But listen, what happens before that time? Everything is getting ready, judgment getting ready, the books are already open, you knew that. But you and I, in a time between the time of the judgment books open, God's family angel said, "Now wait a minute, this can't happen until his family is brought together." Let's listen to that. Revelation, the 7th chapter. Revelation, the 7th chapter, verse 1 through 3. Scared John to death. He said, "Look there. God's going to judge the earth, destroy the righteous with the unrighteous." Just what Abraham said. But Abraham found out God, the Lord's not going to destroy the righteous with the unrighteous. Verse 1, Revelation 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on
the
four corners of the earth,
and
holding the four winds
of the earth,
that the wind should not blow
on the
earth,
on
the sea,
on
any tree.
And
I saw another
angel
ascending
from
the east,
having
the seal
of
the
living
God.
And
he cried with
a loud voice,
to
the four
angels
to
whom
it was
given
to
hurt
the earth
and
the sea.
Listen
to what he said.
Saying
on
the earth and
neither
the
sea
nor
the trees
till
we have
sealed
the servants
of our God
in
their
forehead
and place
them in our family.
Hurt
not
the earth
or
the trees,
or
let
none
my
judgment
fire
fall
upon
any
people in
earth,
till
I've sealed
my
family and
my body,
being
sealed
in
the fire of
his love,
a
sacrifice
of his
love and
grace,
our
Father
God,
by
fiery
word and spirit,
produces
you
a
member
of his
family,
making
you
sons
and daughters,
mothers
and fathers,
little
children,
making
you
his
heavenly
family,
your
Father's
family
of love
and grace.
What is
he doing this
for?
To
fulfill
exactly
what he
said he'd do.
At
that day
I shall
dwell in
them,
walk in
them,
live in
them.
I shall
be their
God,
they shall
be
my people.
At
that
day
I shall
dwell in
them.
I shall
walk
and
live in
them.
I,
the living
God,
like as
a tent,
clothe
myself
upon
all
of them.
How's
he going to
do it? Who all
is he going to
use?
Is
he going to
go around and
use just the
select people,
the
social
elect,
or the
poor, or
the rich?
Where
is he going to
get
all his family?
Look
around
you while
we sing
this next
verse.
Just
look at
everybody
around
you. Just
sort of
look around.
Out
of all kindred,
out of all kindred,
nations and tongues,
I
call for
them.
My
heavenly
family,
seal
them
in
the fire of my
body,
into
the
beginning from where Jesus came. Oh, out of all kindred,
nations and tongues,
I call for
my heavenly family,
because the love of God hath no respect
of persons,
nor raisin.
The love of God
that loves the whole world,
called out of every kindred,
every tongue and raisin.
This is why
I've walked on you with fire,
to purify you
of your racial prejudice.
For I knew that when you came before God,
if you had in your heart respect of
person,
he counts it sin, and he rejects you.
You cannot be
part of his family.
Many be
trapped by Satan
in the religious hatred
and prejudice of the world.
I fell by the wayside
into judgment.
God has said
they're not fit for my family,
because my family
is made up of all people,
all nations,
all colors and tongues.
The only requirement
of my family
is they love one another
as I love them.
Children, two children, God's order is in his kingdom. Is the children go directly into the Father. Oh, yes. You do them just like our Father God required in the days of the Old Testament. You bring them before the Lord, purify them, and seal them in as a sacrifice right into the body of the Father. The children in the kingdom. Why couldn't you come this way? You had a sin nature that had to be purified. But the innocent children, oh, that you produced. John said, little children, I write unto you because you've known the Father. You understand this? You take your children and just put them right into the Father. And there Jesus Christ working with them produces them just like you. Why? Because they're innocent. Oh, just go ahead and take her. You purify them with fire. Oh, yes. Yeah. And just present them. Go ahead and just purify them. Move all over. Oh, and you watch him just suck her right in there. Just like he's going to suck you right in there in just a few minutes. That's it, just purifying. Open their eyes. Oh, that's it. Now let me just have her. Father, in obedience to you, this children, child of mine through Jesus Christ, I just offer and seal her in your body. Saying it hath been done. Feel it just move down. Suck her right in there. Oh, say, well, I wish I could have that experience. You can, because you've become as a child now. Oh, that's what I did, throwing your old nature in you. Made you just like a child, didn't it, Brother Buddy and Brother Charles? Didn't you, don't you feel just so like a child, just utterly dependent upon the Lord, but utterly happy? How many of you feel that way? In obedience to you, Father, I just seal this child of yours right into your body as your love sacrifice, sealed in there by fire. It hath been done. Just let him down right there. Putting you in the family tonight now. Get your mouth here. We'll put you in there together. All right, is that okay? Purify you with fire. Yeah, see it. Just lay that right on top of them there. A product of the Mother Holy Ghost. That's what you are. Purified. Want you to look at it. Put in, they already purified. Why are you putting them in the fire of the body then, Brother Pruitt? To perfect them. It's different than being purified and perfected. Put your mantle around them, sure. Difference in purifying them and perfecting them, isn't it? Isn't it? You can be pure and not be perfected, can't you? You won't stay pure long unless that perfection of that word and the spirit begins to work on you, will you? Because the enemy of Satan will come out and get you, won't he? You can be pure 1 minute and him pure the next. He'll trap you, won't he? So we're going to put you in the safe place you're supposed to be, right in the fire of the body of Jesus, and let him just purify you with that fire. Right in the fire of the body of your Father, gather you into your family. Father, in obedience to you, I present these two members of your family as your sacrifice, and just seal them right into the fire of your body. Tighten it up on them now. Hath been done. Let them down. Oh, yes, I have this right to do this. You're my children. Through Jesus Christ, you're my children. Said, well, Brother Brody, you didn't birth me. Oh, yes, I ministered to you the word of God. You accepted it, and through Christ, I birthed you right into God, didn't I? Didn't I? Yet not I, but Christ in me. And then, but he turned around and gave me responsibility. Said, now they're yours. What are you going to do with them? Oh, God, I don't want them. But he said, you ministered to them Christ. And you birthed them. Now they're your spiritual children. You got to do something with them. I said, well, I don't know what to do with them. So I give them back to you as a sacrifice. Let you tell me what to do with them. He said, well, first bring them to me. Here we go. Say, well, I'm children of God. Oh, yes, I know that. But he had to use an instrument to birth you. And you're going to birth many others, aren't you? The same way, you're going to produce children. That's what he's got you for. You're not just supposed to go out and give folks religion. You're supposed to birth them through the word of the truth of the gospel in the spirit. Bring them forth anew, out of the old into the new. Birth them into God. In obedience to you, Father, I bring these two members of your new creation and present them at a love sacrifice right into the fire of your body. I just put them right in there by faith, said, hand on. Sealing them into your family. Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh. Oh, come on, Brother Ed. I'm going to get all of we're going to get every one of you for it so well. Oh, just turn around there. Put your mantle on. You won't need them. Mother Holy Ghost. She brings you. You don't know where you're supposed to go. She brings you right into that fire of the body of Jesus, of the Father, which is Jesus Christ. She brings you in there. She's the one that makes the sacrifice complete. She goes, whoa. Whoa. Father, in obedience to you, I present these two members of your new creation as a living sacrifice to you. And by faith and obedience, I just seal them into the fire of your body for you to take them as a sacrifice of your love and grace. Just tighten up on them. Oh, oh, half been done. Just ease them down. That's it. Oh, everybody wants to hold on to my mantle. Oh, oh, come on, Charlie, you and Julie. Oh, he gets you in there and he purifies the sons of Levi. That fire, that love and grace begins to burn in you. You already purify and he perfects you, matures you. And you're going to stay sealed in that body of fire until something is done to break that seal. I'm not going to tell you what it is now. We'll just break it when he gets ready, won't we? And when he breaks that seal, he produces you out of him. Whoa. Whoa. Come right on over. Whoa. Whoa. Father, in obedience to you, I bring these two members of your new creation right before you, sealing them into the fire of your body as your heavenly sacrifice and a member of your family hath been done. Whoa! 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 Now the first family we put in order, we went through these things two or three steps. Didn't we? Now he's doing it quicker. Where's Ken? Come on, Ken, coming forward. Whoa! Whoa! Oh, don't you wish you could do it again, Bill? Okay. Oh. Feel him just suck you right in there. The Holy Ghost just closed the bone and go, and sealed you. And you'll have the assurance that you are sealed there. It won't be any guesswork. You'll have an experience to remember it by. Oh. Oh, in obedience to you, Father. I present these two living sacrifices to you to be sealed into the heavenly fire of your body. Oh, even as you said, if I'd bring them, any come unto you, you'd in no wise cast out. It hath been done. Oh, he said, if any come unto me, I'll not cast any of you out. Did he not? Or did he? Did he promise it to all? Said, if any man come unto me, I'll in what? I'll in no wise cast him out. No way I'll ever refuse him. Said, well, how can you get? You can turn in disobedience. That's the only way you can ever get away from God. He'll never throw you out for ignorance. He'll never throw you out for weakness. He'll never throw you out for shortcomings. He'll never throw you out for anything. The only way you can ever get away from him is rebellion, and you'll never really get away from him then, because he'll follow you with that rod and that fire, laying it on on you until he brings you forth. Come on. Whoa. The only way you can ever really get away from him, once he works his thing in you, is to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Just tell him, I don't want it. And not many folks are big fool enough to do that, are they? Oh, are you? We're going to get two or three here at a time. Come here, Travis. Oh, get right on there. Oh, right there. Oh, come here, Gant. Get right on there. So reach and get him there, Reggie. That's the way to lead him. You're living in the age of the Holy Ghost, and she carries you right into the Father. Through love and grace. In obedience to you, Father, I present these members of yours as a sacrifice of fire. Agreeing together that you said, if any man come unto me, you'll nowise cast him out. So I offer them to you as a love sacrifice, and by faith seal them into your body of love's fire. Let it flow. Feel him seal over. That's the way. That's it. Don't worry about it. Cassie. You and Frieda and them, about three or four of you get together. You can get there, Kathy. Y'all just stand up there and get back to back. It won't hurt you. Move on down a little bit. That's the way. Don't worry about dragging them around there, brother. Don't disturb them. Let them experience it as much as they can. That's it. Get it right around there. Father, in obedience to you, I bring these spiritual children of mine through Jesus Christ, and I just give them to you as a sacrifice of your love, fire, and seal them into your body by faith. Why is it so necessary you have an experience where you remember it? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. You'll have a remembrance in your life of the time you were sealed in, and you could feel that thing the rest of your life just continually moving in you, moving in you, moving in you. Gary, we're sharing. Gary Fisher, come here. I wonder how Brother Pruitt going to do it. They know just how to do it. Turn your back around. They don't want to get it. That's the way to get that way. Ha, you thought I was going to do it the other way, didn't you? Bunch of nasty-minded people. Flesh. All right, you stay sealed in that body a while. That'll burn out. See that? I didn't do a thing, did I? You thought I was going to do it the other way, though. Put it over, Cheryl. You come down below. Father, in obedience to you, I offer these children of mine right into you as your love sacrifice. Sealing them into the love fire of your body. I say it hath been done. Not the first time the children ever knocked Papa down, I'll tell you. Knocked me down spiritual many times, hadn't you, Brother Buddy? But now we can all rejoice together. here. Oh, we got room right here. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody quit playing music? Oh, everybody quit playing music? I don't blame you. I wouldn't be playing it either. Oh, come on, sister. I want to use you as a front anchor one here. That's right. Just stand right up there. Just come right on up next to her. Oh, that's right. Hold her in there. Oh, close your eyes. Oh, let that fire just talk to Jesus. That's all, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you said, if any man come unto you, you in no wise cast him out. So I bring these children of mine through Jesus Christ by faith, and I give them to you as a love sacrifice to be sealed in the fire of your body. Oh, I say it hath been done. Oh, feel that fire and that love begin to move in there. Catch her from front there, Sister Gate. Oh, that's it. Let them down. Bobby and Lamar. You can get on there. Right back, either one. That's all right. Right there. Say, well, I'm not good enough for that to happen to me. How do you purify your heart now? Tell me. By faith. You have purified your heart. You make an action of faith. You are good enough. You purified yourself before God. Or do you purify your heart by faith? Do you do it by religious practices or by faith? Purify your heart by faith? Once that heart turned to the Lord and said, I believe, you're purified, just like that. That qualifies you. We are those that have no confidence in the flesh. We are those through Jesus Christ who have purified our heart by faith. You never can purify yourself by religion because you've got so doggone many things wrong with you, you never will make it. And I don't know of a better expression. You got so doggone many things wrong with you. You're a crusader's heap of sinner. Everything in you that falls short of being like God is sin. Isn't it? So the only chance you have is to purify your heart by your actions of faith. Whoa. In obedience to you, Father, I present these members of yours, these children of mine, as your love sacrifice. And right now, by faith, I sacrifice them and seal them into the fire of your body. How do I know that you purified your heart by faith? How do I know that? Because I ministered the word of faith to you. You accepted it, and you're purified. Didn't I minister the word of faith to you? Okay. Come on, Becky. Beth. Move on up there a little bit. Let's see. We've got another girl here. I thought I saw one. We got another in the hand went in. Maybe I missed one. Purify your heart by faith? Or you want to do it another way? Been trying to do it another way all your life, haven't you, Pam? Even after you come into living Christ's way, you tried to do it another way, didn't you? Huh? Why? Because you came out of darkness of religion, every one of you. And you brought all your religious thing with you. Say, well, I never was very religious. Listen, you catch religion in the air. On the sign, on the radio, on TV. On the old songs. Tempted and tried. Oh, good. Let them get in there. But it fills you with religion and mess, doesn't it? If I never get to heaven, I'm glad I tried. Just a weary pilgrim struggling through this world below. Religion and Satan that has bobbled out over the whole world, defiled every mind and every man. You don't have to go into a church to get it. You can get it anywhere, can't you? Every man has his own revelation of God. Ooh, and all of it's of Satan. Ooh. Ooh, Father, in the name of Jesus and the person of Christ, I bring these three members of yours, children of mine through Jesus Christ, and I give them to you as a sacrifice.